For my edition of Farmer Friday, I've got Jim Yeager. Of course, Farmer Friday on KIIC is brought to you by Legends Farm and Lawn, your one-stop shop for outdoor power equipment on Highway 5 South in Centerville. Jim Yeager, thank you so much for being with me today on KIIC.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
Hey, as before I came into this room, I saw Beth Hunter, and we got a lunch date after this, so don't tell my wife.
Okay.
You can come, too, if you want.
All right, super. Yeah. I appreciate the offer. Yep. As we look back, getting closer to the end of the year, I can only assume that you've got the harvest taken care of. Talk us through how things went with the corn and soybeans.
We got an early start. Seems like everybody started mid-September, maybe earlier. So, and then we had 6 weeks of just sunshine, and I don't think we had to stop one half a day for anything. So we, you know, it progressed nice. We got things put away. We didn't use any gas in October on corn, which is never had that before. And it was such that the power company called and wanted to know if we had a problem. You know, they were asking questions because we're on natural gas, and they thought something was wrong because historically, you know, you get a pretty good gas bill. But we didn't. We dried some in September, but nothing in October. Everything went in the bin dry or too dry, some of it, you know, corn and beans. Kind of uncommon, very uncommon.
Yeah, but that's great to have. That's one cost you don't have to worry about because your bottom line is very, very important, and not having any gas that you have to spend on drying, that's a huge, huge benefit.
And electric, you know, because when you're drying, you know, your motors are running too, so.
That's right.
Everything's a little. And the yields in our area, everyone was happy. The corn was, I'd call it, outstanding. The beans were just, for us, just good, you know. And that seems to be kind of the trend with everyone.
Yep.
We got beat up by some hail that come right through there at the shop. It's the most hail we've ever had, big wide swath, and so it took some off corn and beans for sure. The adjuster looking at the beans, he said one field he thought maybe 30% loss, and after we harvested, I think probably that might be pretty close, you know, and we've never had anything close to that, you know, as far as a hail loss. So that was something new, but we got it put away.
The thing about the hail adjustment, you pay premiums year after year after year after year, and you never collect. And finally, when you do collect, it makes you feel good, but you haven't seen the other side of the coin in terms of the raised rate that may happen next year.
I don't know whether it felt good because you still want bushels. You know, we raised some premium stuff, some non-GMO and some seed beans, and you got to have bushels to get the premium. So an insurance check, you know, it doesn't fix everything. It helps, you know.
But, right. Right. Good point.
We'll pass on the hail next year if that's okay.
That would be wonderful. For sure. I'm talking with Jim Yeager on my installment of Farmer Friday today. It's brought to us by Legends Farm and Lawn, your one-stop shop for outdoor power equipment on Highway 5 South and in Centerville. And, of course, we know that you've got cattle as well on the Yeager farm there. Talk about how things are going there.
Well, we're doing something new. We normally are spring calvers, and this year we've been talking about it. Ty wants to, my son. And we're talking about moving everything to fall calving. So this is the year we decided to do that. So everything's different. We're in a transition phase here. And, you know, you generally know what's coming at you, but everything's a little different. We do some AI. So that's for sure different. You know, the little things that need to happen in the fall compared to summer. Most of them are better, I think. Some I don't know yet, but I think 9 out of 10 of the reasons we switched are, you know, to improve things, you know, conception and market can be better in the spring. And they say they grade better, you know, in the spring compared to fall, but we'll see about that, I guess. But
Well, one of the reasons why the market may be a skosh better is because of the overall numbers. Most people do calve in the springtime, and the amount of animals in the fall is less. Is that something that you're seeing then?
Well, we don't know yet. Yeah, but that's what we're aiming for. But yeah, the more people switch, then you're kind of, you know, chasing your tail there.
There you go. Absolutely.
But in the summer, we used to breed in June, and you know, you spend a couple hours in the morning, a couple hours in the evening, taking care of business and heat detecting and doing the things that need to be done. And so, and that's what happens now. But I was telling you, the days are short. So you spend 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours at night, and there's not too much daylight in the middle, really. So that's different. The cold weather's different. You know, it's better. Heat's not your friend when you're trying to have good conception, but there's just little things that are, oh, look at this sweatshirt. I was telling Larkin, I had to make a sweatshirt so I can do this.
Oh.
Put a sleeve on.
Okay.
There. Got a little fancy.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Chris Larkin, he's going to want one of these, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, of course, you just unzipped your left arm so it can pop out of there when you AI.
You take your whole coat off, and now you're shivering.
Yep.
Like a chihuahua out there, you know, trying to survive. So, yeah, there's things that are different.
I had not seen that. So you had a custom made, or you can buy it that way?
Yeah. No, yeah. You're going to want one of these. This is custom. You know, this might take off. Maybe. Oh, and I got a little thing to put the gun in. See right here to drop the gun in so your body heats
nice.
The gun warm. So.
Very, very good. Very good. So let's switch gears a little bit. That's going to be interesting to hear you talk about those fall calvers as we come around to 2025. But talk about the haying operation as you ended things up. Things went pretty decent. Were you able to get four cuttings or not?
Yep, we did three cuttings. We leave the last, let September go usually and let it build up reserves for the winter. But everybody had lots of hay this year. And one of the reasons we're switching, you know, to the fall calving, you know, we're probably a little short of pasture for the cows we got, but we got a lot of hay, so that's going to help too, because in the summertime, you know, your cows don't need as much grass because they're not full lactating, you know, and so it'll be different, but hopefully everything will be
okay.
Better. Yeah, the hay was good.
Good. Interesting to hear that. Go ahead and shift into fall tillage. You got the crop out. What do you like to do before the snow starts to fly and the ground freezes up?
We do less tillage than we used to, probably like everybody, but we do some vertical tillage. We do some chiseling, and we need to do, you know, we're kind of in the middle. We'd like to have some more days to run. We haven't, this is Thursday, we haven't put any ammonia on yet, which is most people are the same place, or not most, a lot, but so hopefully we get some of that, the anhydrous put on, you know, before the winter closes in on us. But the days are short, and the drying days are like the sun's not high in the sky and it's not there long, so you need, you know, when you get a inch and a half rain event, it doesn't go poof like in the summertime.
That's a good point.
And
of course, with the anhydrous, you want to be under 50 degrees anyway. So a day like today in the 40s, it's perfect. But because of that rain event that happened last week, it kind of puts the brakes on that.
Yep. And ammonia is tricky. You know, you can chisel plow when it's wet and everything works generally. It's okay. But, you know, putting on ammonia, and you know, the knives freeze up on you because it's cold anyway, and then if the ground's too sticky, the knives get fat and it doesn't seal, so it's a little more technique involved than just, you know, just tillage, so it's got to be right.
Farmers always look ahead to the next growing season. Of course, 2025 is not that far away. I'm assuming that you've looked at corn varieties to make your selection for next year, and soybean varieties as well. Do you get a hot and heavy into that, or you kind of hold back
and wait? Our guy usually leaves us alone till about Thanksgiving because he knows we don't want to talk to him. And you're kind of trying to finish up doing this year's stuff. But now to get the discounts, you got to play the game and order early. And we've got that covered. We just don't know. We don't know specifically what we got coming.
Yeah, absolutely. Interesting here because of the fact that so many moving parts are in play as things go along. I'm talking with Jim Yeager out of Eddyville for my edition of Farmer Friday on KIIC. It's brought to us by Legends Farm and Lawn, your one-stop shop for outdoor power equipment on Highway 5 South in Centerville. Talk a little bit about going into the winter season. You normally have some things to think about in terms of fixing stuff. Got anything on the docket there?
Actually, I got a list on my desk, which is the kitchen table. And I got outside stuff and inside stuff. And so, yeah, that's my paper's about full, you know. So, yeah, we got to work on the combine a little bit. We got to put a new foundation under a grain bin. We got to move the bin to do that. We got to work on the pit and the leg, which, by the way, the leg and the pit system was built the same fall I was born, so... So, yeah, some of that stuff you nurse along needs a little attention. But
yep.
No, we're probably going to run out of days before we get my list done, but we're going to try.
But that's interesting to hear because of the fact so many people say, well, they don't do anything except plant and harvest. That definitely isn't true. You've got plenty of things to do throughout the entire 365 days. And like you said, sometimes you run out of days to do stuff, but as long as you got a plan, that makes things a little easier, right?
You got a plan, and you get up and you look outside, and you can see what needs to happen. It's not like it's an elusive list, you know, that you got to, you can kind of see what needs to happen. That's why I like to come to town once in a while. Just, I don't see as much work to do in town.
That's true. That's true. It's great to hear you talk about what's going on the farm there. I'm talking with Jim Yeager out of Eddyville for my edition of Farmer Friday on KIIC. And again, it's brought to us by Legends Farm and Lawn, your one-stop shop for outdoor power equipment on Highway 5 south of Centerville. And of course, folks who are listening in, if you want to listen to this Farmer Friday podcast all over again, go to our website at www.kiicradio.com and pick that audio vault that's on the top there, listen live on the top banner, and on the right side you'll see this podcast and all the other Farmer Fridays that we have listed there. Jim, thank you so much for taking time out and being with us here in the studio for Farmer Friday.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. This has been great. Am I done for the year now?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Thank you.